Okay. So we're in the sugya of Lemafehu Gover, Tanu Lehabahu Gover. We have Shitas Abai and Shitas Rav on either side of the issue. And we're going to focus today, Mitzvah Hashem, on the Nafkamina that the Gemara does focus on, which is Akdish Malveh and Zavin Malveh. But just before we start that, just to reiterate something from the end of Shia, which probably was felt rushed yesterday, just to bring the kasha into sharper focus for the Hashlama, sake of Hashlama from yesterday's Shia, and hopefully it won't take too long, and then we'll go right to the topic of Zavin Malveh and Akdish Malveh. Just again, the inyan that we've been developing over the last couple of shiurim, the chiddush of Rashi and understanding the Gemara, that Bai and Rava both agree, that is, even Rava agrees, Rava hos nikanu haba hu gove. Rava agrees that the love who sells or is magdish, the land that's meshubah to the malveh can still collect it from the hegdish with the token pinion, from the lokeach. And Rashi explains the reason is because the love lacks the ability to affect that transaction, because the fact that it is a shibud means it's ena b'shusa. It's shelo for Rava, but it's ena b'shusa. That's the chiddush that Rashi is explaining in the Gemara. We contrasted that with the Rashi in Erechin. The Rashi in Erechin refers to this problem in the lova's ability to affect the transaction, the hegdish, that's ena shelo, ena b'magdish davish ena shelo. The difference between Pashtus Rashi in Erechin is not going according to Abaye. We wouldn't want to say that. It's according to Abaye, it makes perfect sense. It's Ena Shelo, because the Mafehu Gova means that the Malva really, once he comes to collect, we see that land as being in his Rishus from the beginning, from the Halva. So then obviously it's Ena Shelo. But L'chor Rashi in Erechin is not going according to Abaye. We don't hold like Abaye. So seemingly the Nafka Mina, the difference between Rashi in Erechin and Rashi in Pesachim is within Rava, who holds that granted it's not mamish shalom of the malveh, to the extent that we're going to see today, that he can be magdish or be mocher, this piece of land that he has a shibaran. But at the same time, Rashi and Erechin will say the chesaron in the loveh is a chesaron not just of not being b'shuso, because the shibud makes it in a b'shuso, but it's a greater chesaron in the sense that to the extent that the malveh has a shibud, that takes away the shalom of the loveh to be able to affect the transaction. So that's the shinoi Rashi and Erechin and Rashi here. And again, with the understanding that we brought to bear on Rashi in terms of answering the Xosis Kashis, we're not going to review all that. It's, again, a very subtle Nakuda, but the basic idea was that it's not an absolute point that there is a Shibud, and therefore it's in a Shiloh, it's in a Bishuso, focusing in a Bishuso and Rashi here. It's the specifics of the Shibud and what the terms of the Shibud are and what the Shibud says that the Malv is entitled to. So those details are what detracts from the koach haloveh. So, and we speak about the loveh is unable to transfer in this karka to the lokeach, to hegdish. It's whatever the malveh should be getting in that shibud, that's what the loveh can't transfer. That means to the extent that the loveh defaults, that's where the mechira or the hegdish isn't chal. To the extent that the malveh is coming to collect from the mikara lahaba, from that point, that's where the mechira, the hegdish, doesn't seem to have the ability to sustain itself, because the loveh never had that. The reason Kedusha Saguf is better is, and therefore Tosus in Gittin is not a steer to Rashi here, is because once you have the hegdish chal for the duration of time till the point that the shibud isn't giving it to the malveh when he's coming to collect, so the foot's in the door. Now the hegdish is here for this duration. Once it's here now, it sustains itself in the melee, it doesn't go away. That's, in a nutshell, what we went through yesterday and the day before. What we at the end of Shia, we just wanted to focus on other transactions of the loveh other than mechira and hegdish, namely hefker. And what's the situation with regard to assets of the loveh that are meshubah to a malveh? The malveh should have a right to collect it for his debt. And the loveh, meanwhile, is mafkir, those assets. Another case to think about is Yerusha. None of this is in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Zavin loveh and Adish loveh koram lo pligi. What about hefker? What about Yerusha? And why would the malveh be able to collect? And the answer is he is. The malveh can certainly collect his debt from Yorashim after the loveh dies, if he had a shibud on the karka, and he also can collect from whoever gets it from hefker. Should the loveh be mafkirit, and then default on the loan. Why is that true? And then we get to the case of the ger, which is really the problematic case, the chora, that at first glance doesn't seem to square with Rashi. That's this we'll do for the next few minutes just to put that in perspective. Okay, so let's go with Yerusha. Why can the Malver collect his debt from the Yorshin? The premise of Rashi that we see here is that it's not as simple as it is, as it sounds, to say the Malver is a Shibud, so he goes to wherever, whoever's sitting on the land and says, it's my land because I have a right to collect it because the Lover defaulted, that's in the terms of the Halva. Not so simple. The party that you're coming to has no connection to that Halva, so how can you just extract the land and take it away? It must be that there was a problem inherent in the very transaction. That's how Rashi is teaching us that the Lover was unable to affect that transfer because of the Shibud. Okay, so that makes sense with regard to Hegdish and Mechira. What about Yerusha? So here we have to think about the difference between the two Rashis. Okay. Can Yerusha work given this context of a Shibud and what the Shibud does and impinges on the Koach HaLova? So L'chaira, this is going to be much easier to understand why the Malva can take from the Yorshin according to which Rashi? Rashi in Erchin. Because when it comes to Yerusha, so Eina de Morish, Davar She'ena Shelo. To the extent that you lack a Shelo because of that Shibud hovering over the land. So that's the same way that the Malva can collect from the Lokeach and from Hegdish, because the transaction, the transfer, was not successful insofar as the Malva Shibud that stops it. So that same Eina Shalom would be present by Yerusha. And therefore, when we ask, why can the Malva take from Yorshim, from the Yisomim, land that's Meshubid, according to Rashi and Erechin, the answer is simple. Because that which the Malva had that cut away, compromised the Shiloh of the Lova, didn't go over the Yerusha. That's clear, everybody? The problem now has to be according to Rashi here in Tzachit, where the problem is not, in other words, the lack of the Lova is not an Eina Shiloh. It is Shiloh for Rava. It's not Birshusa. Where is the problem in a Birshusa? Rashi tells us, Ishki Yagdish is Beso, Ma Beso Birshusa of Kol Birshusa. You cannot affect a transfer to Hegdish on something that's not Birshusa. It could be yours, but it's not Birshusa. We're going to assume, because so says this Kedav Pashut, that the drasha by Hegdish is the same marker for Mechira too. You can't be Mocher, Davish, and Birshusa based on the drasha by Hegdish. So when it comes to Elkeach, when it comes to Hegdish, so that's the point we have in our Rashi, that the Malva has the right to collect from the party that you sold it to, or the Hegdish, because the Shibud prevented the Lover from being able to affect that transfer. But that's true only by Hegdash and Mechira. What about Yerusha? Yerusha is a Memela. He's not making a... So how does it work to collect from Yisomim? What's the answer? How would Rashi here explain how you can collect from Yisomim according to Rava? According to Rava, the problem is only in a Bishusa. So what's the obvious answer? What do you have to say?
Yerusha
by the father. And this is, again, not our sugya, but this is, you know, a little bit our sugya in terms of Hemshech HaGemara, but sugya Samba Metzia, Rashi, Tosis, and the Rashi make it clear, Bra Kara Davua, not just Bra, son is the knee of the father, it's any Yorish, the Yorish is B'makom, the Morish, at least Lugabe, not that he has to pay from his own pocket, but from the Yerush, from the Shibud, from the things that he inherited that were stamped, Mishubad Leh, Alchov, Suvas Isha, to whatever. So the individual who's Yoresh has a responsibility to pay the debt of the Morish from those assets that were Meshubit for that debt. And therefore, the answer is a little more nuanced, not as simple as it is with Mechira and Hegdish, but the bottom line is the same way I can collect from the Lov and collect from the Yorshim of the Lov. That's the explanation for Yerusha. What about Hefker? So again, the halach is clear. If some land is meshubah to a malva and the lova is mafkirit, so now plug in Rashi in Erchin, plug in Rashi in in Tzachim. And the point is the same. In other words, the Lova is not in a position, he lacks the koach to be mafkir, something which there is a shibud, and that shibud chips away at the bailus or the reshus of the Lova. So the same way he can't be mocher, he can't be magdish, he can't be mafkir. And you see the sugis in Baba Kama Meruba Daf Ayin there, and you see that the chasam in a magdish and a reshus so is as much a chasam by hefker as it is by mafkir and hegdish, and therefore be it Rashi here, be it Rashi and Erich in the same basic issue. That the hefker will not take effect with regard to that which the malva has a shiva. Now, where it gets more nuanced is two issues. One is the case of Yiyush, which I mentioned very quickly yesterday with the Nesivis, but let me focus more on the other case. Is Yiyush hefker? Is it something else? And if it's something else, then it's not so simple. If something is out of his vishus and yamiyayish, and there is somebody who now takes it from the state of being nobodies after Yiyush, it becomes available for anyone to take. And now the Balchov says, but that land I have a shibud on because of the past history of this land being in the Rishus Haloba before he was Miyayish, before he left his Rishus, that's a machokas, the Tumim and the Nesivis. And again, the Nesivis' argument is, if you go through the root of Rashi here, that the reason why any Balchov could collect from another party after the karka was transferred is because somehow that transfer was lacking in the ability of the lova to effect. Well, over here, you don't have that because if Yish is not hefker, then in the mela is available for everybody for the taking, and now someone took it, and how can you take it away from them? They're not a party to the original hava, they're not a yorish, and it's not like you needed a koach to make it, that it just became that way. That was one application of, again, a sticky situation, but that gets into the question of whether Yish is hefker or not. So we'll not enter into that issue. That's the Nesivis and the Tumen. Yeah.
Can you say that the person who owns it only has his data, and that's the person
So let's say like this. I know you're going, and this is going to help us for the next case too. You're saying maybe it's only a problem in Rashi Pesachim, not Rashi Erechim. Well said. In other words, let's it's going to come up again with the other case. Good. In other words, if these assets have a built-in limitation that they're not shalom insofar as the shibud of the malva, so whatever evolution happens to these nechasim, and whoever does it, however it happens, but memela, just like by Yerusha, right? It's not going to go over the Yerusha if there is that caveat that it's in a shalom. It's not, to the extent that it's not shalom, the Yerusha didn't happen. So if, well said, according to Rashi Erech and Luchara, we have a way to understand even a case that's not about the power to effect a transfer, but just the assets themselves don't have the shalom of the lova, and the malva therefore takes it. Good. The same issue is going to replay itself in the other case that I mentioned from Simon Ayin Reish Hei, that's how we refer to it, Ayin Reish Hei and Choshen Mishpat. And here, if you do have the packet of Mamre Komos, I actually have it. I found it in the. You can see here, where did I have it here? Wait a second, I had it aside. Page 49. So he has the Atanosif. It's basically this case in Simon Ayin Reish Hei Choshen Mishpat. Again, it's a Rashba in Baba Kama. The case is the following. Ger Shemes, so what's the halacha of assets of a Ger Shemes? What are they? The hefka for the taking, right? Because there's no yorshim. Now comes a bunch of people and they loot. Ubizbizu Yisrael Nechasa. They all loot the assets. So the halacha is if there's any claim on those assets against the Ger, those creditors have a right to collect from those who were Yoresh, not Yoresh, who took title, who was Zocher min hahefker of the assets of the Ger Shemes. And the question is why? And here's where it gets, again, through the prism of Rashi Erchen and Rashi here, so I think that's exactly the litmus test. If we go with Rashi, if it's Rashi Erchen, so then I can argue that the assets in and of themselves are lacking a full shalom, that therefore the hefker that happens when the ger dies is a limited circumscribed hefker that would still allow the creditors, the Balei Chobos, to take title, because to the extent that they had a right there to begin with, there was whatever evolved in these assets did not give those who were zochem and a hefker the ability to be zochem at the expense of the shibut. So again, that could work. But if we go through the prism of Rashi in Sachin, that the lack of the lover's ability to keep it away from the malveh, to take it away from the okeach or hegdish, is an inner b'shusa problem. So inner b'shusa can exist by mechira, can exist by hegdish, it can exist by hefker. Yorshim are karadavua, so that works also because they're in place of the morish. But here it's not any of the above. Here it's a ger shemes. Those who are zolcheh from the hefker are not yorshim of the ger. The ger has no yorshim. It became hefker memela. It wasn't an asiyah of hefker. So ena b'shuso doesn't seem to play out over here. So why, in fact, can these people are zolcheh in a hefker? It's theirs. They're not party to the debt. So how can the balkov now come and collect from those assets that were taken from the ger after he died? That's what this little ha'ara has to do with. Chora, according to Rashi, the svaras don't hold. It's not karadavua. And again, we worked out Rashi and Erchin would be better. Rashi and Sachin would be the problem. That's more or less finishing from yesterday, just to clarify the end of shir from yesterday. Okay, it's a lot to swallow. Okay, I'm going to swallow some more now. Ready? Okay, back to the sugya. Again, if you want to chazer it afterwards, all good. But meanwhile, let's shift gears. And again, I want to just do this today and go on tomorrow, Mr. Shem. So we'll do the best we could. Let's read on in the Gemara. Ki pligi, second one, and daf lamed aleph mid aleph. Ki pligi. So we know what they're not arguing about. What are they arguing about? Ki pligi. The Zavin Malveh and the Kaddish Malveh. Abai Barabbah's argument will play out in a case where the Malveh, who has this lien on these lands, will sell or be Magdish then. Abai Omar Umafeya Hugoveh. Abai states his Shita that Umafeya Hugoveh, his Gviya will be viewed as his Umafeya, entitling him to the land from the beginning, from the time of the chov. Therefore, kiva de mata zimnei velo pare, since the time came and the lover did not pay the debt, igroi milso mafreya, it becomes clear to us that retroactively the meikara from the beginning b'shusei havikai, that this was in his possession, that the shibud gives it to him as a real bailus of Shiloh, of the Malveh from the beginning. It's just that it's only in the event that the Malveh defaulted. But if in fact that happened, the Shibud gave it to him from the beginning. Therefore, v'shaper agdish v'shaper zavin. So it was a perfectly valid sale or hegdish on the part of the Malveh. The Malveh, his hegdish counts because it was his. That's a bayi. What did Rava argue? But Rava Amar, mikanu lahabo govah. No. The collection is only from the time later, mikanu lahaba. And for now, we're defining that as from what time and on. And we'll see Chor and Rashi, but what does it mean, mikanu lahaba, from when? From the Tshas HaGuvayna, from the collection. Although the words say mikanu lahaba, it doesn't say exactly those words, but that's what we've been assuming. Mikanu lahaba gova, kevan di ilu haba lezuzi hamisal de bezuzi. Since, should the loba have money, he always had the option all along throughout to push the Malveh away with giving him money, and the Malveh won't be able to collect the assets. Ishtakach has to go to Kani. So it turns out it's only now when it's clear that the Loveh has not paid and the Malveh is coming to collect. So it has to go to Kani. So whatever acquisition the Malveh acquires in the Karka and the assets of the Loveh is only at the point that the Loveh has clearly not paid, and the Malveh is therefore actualizing his shibud. But given that all along the Loveh had that option, so you can't tell me that the Malveh had it from before. He only has it from the Kana Lahab. Yeah, you notice Abai and Rava are very much on equal footing here. It's not as if Abaya stands out more than Rava. Abaya has a logical argument. It's interesting. We look at the sugya, we think, yeah, who would argue such a svar, Mafeo Loveh, Abaya? Sounds like a chiddush, not really. The Gemara presents it as two svaras, and Rava has to kind of counter Abaye's argument. No, but you see, k'misag b'zuzi. You see that there's almost a natural appeal to Abaye's svar that shibud, igloy mosa. Yeah, that's what shibud is, igloy mosa. Rava says not so fast. He could have k'misag b'zuzi. Therefore, it's mikanala. Let's see Rashi. So what is this Agdish Malve? A lot of details here Rashi is going to fill in. Agdish Malve, Zavin Malve. Kipligi, says Rashi. The Agdish Malve, says Rashi, B'toch Hazman, it's a skaka Meshubed Lo. The first thing to notice in Rashi is the timing. Rashi says that the Malve was Magdish, the Karka Meshubed, he was Magdish, that Karka that he has a lien on, B'toch Hazman. Why did Rashi have to say that? What is really the point here? What did the Magdish, the Malva did it when? The Tocha Zman. Let's say it's after the Zman. Would it be different? What's critical here? He was Magdish it when? Before what? In other words, until he was Magdish it before he went now to collect. Right? If it's la'achar hazman, would it not be a machlokes Abaye v'Rava? Rava says the hegdish doesn't count. Why does Rava say the hegdish doesn't count? Because it's not his yet. When does it become his? Mikan al-Haba. When is Mikan al-Haba? From when he collects. And why isn't it his? And why does Rava say it's not his yet? Because he could do what? He still paid. So, okay. So you can't pay after this month. What did Rashi set up the Akdish Malva B'toch Hazman? Rabbeinu David says both scenarios. If you look in Rabbeinu David, if you have it, however you have it, toward the end of the first paragraph on the Sugya, L'fichach, the very last sentence of the first paragraph. In Machar HaMalveh O Higdish. We're going with Shitas Rav, that it won't be Chal, the sale of the Higdish won't be Chal. Says the Ben David, In Machar HaMalveh O Higdish, Bein, Kodam Zmano Shulchavo Achazmano, Kodam Zmano Achazmano, before the time or after the time elapses. Harehu Kim Mocha Dabba Shalopo La'olam, She'en Lo Balkin Yigam, Rat Shashul Yoridba. It's not his yet. If you notice, there is an interest, there's a ha'ar on the bottom, the annotated Rabbeinu David, points out that apparently there is a shita in Shulchan Aruch Chosh Mishma Kuv Gimel that the malva, the mikanu abo gove of Rava can actually be defined not by the tshas haguvayna, but by the due date. Yeah. He agreed the due date is whatever it is. But now we say Mikano Lahaba Ugov. What's Mikano Lahaba from when? Well, that's our question. That's exactly our question. So there is such a sheet, that's a machokas. Now, if you, I think it happened in the packet, there's a Sefer Trumas, one of the Rishonim has to all about Shibudim and things like this. There is a Lashon in the Sefer Trumas, I think it's on page 36, who clearly also mashma that way. If you look in that paragraph that's Os Dalid, in page 36, the end of that paragraph of Os Dalid, which presents here Shita Sabaya and Rava on this Agdish and Zavin, the Rava Amma Mikana Wahaba Hu Gove, the Hu Mizman Shiagiaz Mana Piron. So it sounds like his understanding is that Mikano Habagov is not the way we've been assuming until now is the time of the Gavina. So the real becomes the Malva is before that. Now, one would be tempted to think that Rashi also holds that way, and that's why Rashi has to talk about Agdish Malva as the case that Abaye v'Rava arguing as B'toch Hazman. But why is it not correct if you read Rashi further So we're going to get there, but Rashi's going to say a few words later, right? The end of this Rashi, or is it the next Rashi? Just to flash ahead, we have to read a lot in between. But the end of the next Rashi, Rashi says, "Ishtakach." I can read. I read the whole Rashi. Kima de'ilu habulei zuzig elove biyom hazman. It's just like this: on the day of this man, the due date, having sagay lemav min akarka bezuzig, he could have given taken the mav away from taking this land by paying. Ishtakach sheloha yalo karka koni loy adayin. Ela achshav kishehu gove osa b'chovo he nicknames lo. What does Rashi say? When is it nicknames? Kishehu gove osa b'chovo. So Rashi's mikano haba is the time that he's collecting it. Not, let's say he's collecting it later in the week, and the due date was early in the week. It's not his from the earlier date. From there from the collection. So then I really don't know why Rashi has to stress the tochazman. One could have thought that it has to be tochazman if you hold like that shita. But Rashi is clear that the Mikano Hava is the time of the collection. Again, Rabbeinu David says, whether it's before or after, it's the same. Pashtus, you can misal bezuzi even afterwards. So Kozman, if the point of Rabbi is he could be misal bezuzi, he could pay up and then get off my, you can't take my land, I'm paying you. I would have presumed he could pay him even after the dude. So that's a ha'ara in Rashi. That's just one of many ha'aras. That's just one ha'ara in the beginning of the words of the Rashi. Again, Rashi says betoch hazman. But there's something more, even more fundamental as we continue in the Rashi. Noach, yes.
Isn't this also a cash on Rashi on by
which Rashi are you?
By Rashi, by the Lover in the Kaddish. Although
I
said
that it's betoch hazman,
you could do it after
the Kaddish. You mean before, the
Adish Lover? Yeah.
Yeah, Rashi said there too. Akdi shigobe betoch hazman. The case that they're all agreeing to. You're right. Similar diuk. You're right. The chorus is similar diuk there as well. Yeah.
Well, I think we just need a bigger chiddush that if you're matching the soch hazman, so you might not have thought that it's more in the models of shus. But
you mean the fact that the chiddush that Rav agrees is a bigger chiddush of betoch hazman. So Rashi said it before because he wants to say Rav agrees even. Even betoch hazman, what? Because after this man, you might have thought like those shitas that Rava holds like Abaye. So if you would argue that Rava agrees to Abaye that it becomes his, the mouth is mamish, then obviously he couldn't be magdish. But the chiddush is. So the Rashi earlier wants to emphasize a bigger chiddush. That's what he's saying. Okay, but what about Rashi over here? Also bigger chiddush to say. Why? Because we want to say that they're arguing. So we're saying so Rava would hold. So what the bigger chiddush? I mean, according to who?
The he's mafkish it after the load is up, and it's more shyach than his possession. But if he's
mafkish, and yet Rava would say that it wouldn't count. So the, why would Rashi tell you this more chiddush? If Rava would say the same thing about this, if Rashi would agree that he would be good hegdish after this man, then I understand. But that doesn't seem correct. But it's not the bigger chiddush. So the earlier Rashi, maybe we could explain, Eli.
Why are we assuming that the deadline is a different time than when he goes at the
yeah, you mean Rashi just trying to assume that everything is sort of disconnected. The Gavina and the Piron, the due date is the same. Yeah, okay, it sounds a little mashidach, but the next Rashi sounds a little that way. Yeah, that's why you're saying it. Yeah, but in a Chanan, you're saying if it would be different, then it would be a function of the time of collection. But Rashi is working with the assumption that the deadline and the collection is the same. That's maybe the easiest path forward to just assume that it correlates. So therefore, Rashi doesn't have to tell you a case that's not typical. Rashi talks about the typical case. The Gavina is the day of the due date. Yeah. Okay. Maybe that's a solution. But now I want to focus on the next words of Rashi. This is very critical. Rashi says, "Your magdish what? The agdish malve betoch hazman esakarka meshubedlo." What is the Malva doing here that Abayi Rava are going to argue whether it hegdish counts? He's magdish what? The land that he has a lien on, mortgaged. Rashi adds, velo hegdish esafo el hakark. The Gemara doesn't mean that he's magdish the chov meaning the debt that's owed him. That's not what he's magdish. Rather the kark. What is Rashi driving at with this line? Whereas if there's another possibility that the Gemara is not discussing, that would not be shot in the Gemara, that would not be subject to the Machlokas of Abaye v'Rava, and that's a case of Higdish as a Chov. That's what Rashi suggests. exactly what would that mean? He's Magdish the Chalb, and then what? Then there's no Machlokas. Why is no Machlokas? Everyone would agree what? That what? That it belongs to Hegdish? What? It's not Hegdish. I see already Chulki Deus here. What?
He has a right to the Chulb. It's his obligation, however it manifests itself, whether it's money or Shibud. It's his right to make that which is going to come to him.
That Chulb that's owed him, he could be Magdish according to everybody. And therefore, if you would do that, then what would that mean? Hegdish would acquire the Chulb. And therefore, what would happen as a result of that? Hegdish would have a lien on the Kark. Interesting. He's Magdish the Chulb, and the Hegdish would have a lien on the Kark of Mimela. Exactly, how does that go? He wasn't Magdish the Kark, he's Magdish the Chulb. And they go together. The Chulb has a place of collection. If Hegdish acquires the Chulb, then Mimela, the Shibud, that is the ability to collect the Chulb, would naturally become Hegdish's as well. So the assumption is you can Magdish the Chulb, and then, of course, Rava would not deny the fact that Hegdish would end up getting the Shibud, because you're Magdish the Chulb. Magdish the Chulb, then Hegdish owns the Chulb, has the Chulb is owed to Hegdish, now they can collect the Shibud on them. That seems to be Yugim Aram Chalava, the very beginning of the Sugya. He doesn't explain the reason, but he says clearly that the point is Itmar. The very beginning of the Sugya, Maram Chalava, page 27. Kuyama Modu, everyone will agree, the Izabin al Kaddish Malve Hachov, Vaschus, Sheyeshu Alalove, the Mahani. This is not a subject to Machlokes. Everyone agrees if the Malve sells or is Magdish the Chov, the Chov, the Schus that he has in the Love of the Mahani. Dao Kachan Shibud Israel. He has a Shibud based on the Chov. He has a Shibud. Ki Pligi Bid Agdish al Zabin Ara the Shibud. He's basically saying what Rashi is saying, a few more words. When we say Agdish Malve, Zabin Malve, we're discussing what is it that he's Magdish or Mocher? The land that he has a Shibud on. Bai says that's good enough because the Shibud, since entitles it to him, so he can Magdish the Karka. But Rabba would say, no, it's Mikan al Abba Gova, so he doesn't have the yet. It's the Shiloh is the Gova, not the Malvus. Not fully Shiloh, not the Shusa, but it's not the Malvus. But as far as the Chov is concerned, that's his. And again, what would mean is, if I Magdish the Chov, then the extracting the Chov through the mechanism of Shibud, that goes over by itself in the Mele. You're saying if the Hegdish has the Chov, then they can collect the Shibud. Another way to put it is, again, if I collect the Shibud, the Karka that I collect for the Shibud goes to the one who has the Chov. You can say, you know, in two variations, how to say it, but somehow they come together. Now, is this a simple assumption that you can demand this, you can mulch it a Chov? Why not? What do you know about this? Yes, no, but no. Yeah. Oh, so there's all kinds of possible chesronos. Dabar shelo b'lola. What is it? I didn't collect the chov yet. I have ability to collect the chov. Another way to put it, what is it? It's not be'en. What is it? It's not be'en. In order to make a kinyan, you have to have something that you can have tangible. Yeah.
I mentioned this like a few years ago, but the concept is not relevant about the fact that I have the ability to collect, I already collected.
It's still not the end. Still not the end.
But then it's a question on that concept in general.
Yeah, but those halachas could be for status. If it's something as mechuber or lakarka, is it kikarka or not? If it's omed ligvos by sota ksuba, you do have omed ligvos kigavu gami. But I don't know if those standards are the same as far as kinyanim are concerned. But it was here, it's a different world. It's can you be makne, something that's not the end? It's not necessarily automatically that the one who holds called gomi kigavu gami, but it's lobol olam, I think it can help for. Lobol olam, I can hear that it's as if it's bola olam. If that's the issue. But the issue is something that's not tangible. So what is the fact that it's omeligwa is going to make it tangible? It's not here. Can grab onto it. Yes.
I don't remember if he says in Jeremy or yeah, but like isn't there a concept by maybe comes by Sua that it would be owned in like how much someone would the show on paper, and that concept applies here, that'd be tangible. Like someone would need to pay a certain price for this star of the Baho.
Well, no one's saying star right now. That's it's saying
it's not a star.
What does it mean to say chob means what? I have a chob over somebody. I'm a creditor. What does it mean exactly? I lend a person money, and their responsibility, as per the terms, is that they have to return money. And then there's also a shibud if they default. Are they returning the same coins? Obviously not. No, below sanit, no. That means that it's meant to be spent. But the fact is, there is, you might call it, the expression is mamoni gabach. If I give you a pikadon, that's my item that I gave you. It's very self-defined, it's tangible, it's concrete, it's sitting in on the shelf there, but it's mine, you're my shomer. That's a specific item that you can actually define it. When it's money, so what is it? I gave you money, so there's this abstract, mamoni gabach, right? I have coins, I have currency, it's by you. You're going to give me back, in lieu of what I gave you, that amount of money, you'll give me back currency. But meanwhile, you're there to spend it. You're giving back other money. So what is it that I'm transferring when I want to be magdish, the chov? Rashi is suggesting that there's such a possibility. And as you recognize here, it's not easy to understand. It's really chora Rashi v'shitasa. This is where Tosis disagrees with Rashi, at least in two places, in Ksubis also Bava Kama, for different reasons. But if you look, for example, at the Rashi I gave you to see in Ksubis, you see in Rashi that it's very possible to have a kinyan that would work to transfer a chov. It's just that it has to be the right kinyan. So you have there the Gemara that discusses matnas shchimera, right, is a distinct category that a shchimera, someone's on a deathbed, and they express a desire that someone should have a gift, and then they pass away. So that is a special takana that there doesn't need to be a maisa kinyan. Divish Shchimera de Sugis, of course, in Suvis, in Bava Basra, in Mishameis, Ishnochlin, that Divish from Kiksuvinu Kamisuvin Dami. It's as if it was already, there was a star, there was a Kenyan. Anyway, you have in that Sugia, we're going to all to bog down in the context there, but there's a Rashi. The Gemara says the following words: "From Amar, Hava Asi Leploni, Hava Asa Leploni." Those are the words of the Gemara. Again, the context is not as important. There was Matnas Shchimera that had a kinyan. How does that change the equation? It didn't have to have a kinyan, so it might have an aspect that it has to go by different standards because typically only a healthy person needed a kinyan. That's the discussion in the Gemara. And then we know there are differences in terms of the halacha. If there's a kinyan by a regular person, then it doesn't matter if they get better from whatever illness. It's a kinyan that affects the transfer. But a shchimera, it's only if he doesn't survive that automatically transfers. That's the discussion. Meanwhile, the Gemara says there's an aspect to this story that could be like Matnas Shchimera that we know. Shem Amar Halva Asi Leploni Halva Asi Leploni. He says, that which someone owes me, that halva'asa l'ploni. So Rashi says, meanwhile, mana shchimera, and that Rashi explains about shchimera and so on, and he says, kolash and shchimera, nasan b'koach shchimera, v'kinyin shikasa b'in ro'o del b'bori, nasan b'koach b'ori. Hashlim the first, second wide line in the Rashi. Koach manis bari, by having a kinyan here, it assigns to it a koach of a gift of a bari. Shem amad becholdo in a chos matanto. If he survives, the matana is still given because as a bari, you can always, it's over. The kinyan is over and the kinyan works. Mashkim b'shimera. On the other hand, v'arehu kiman b'shimera, that word, she'en b'matanas bari, a filu b'kinyan. What is unique? If you write in a document about a matana, that loan that I lent that person, Nisuna leploni. So I lent Reuven $100, and I want that halva now to be granted as a gift to Shimon, that Shimon will have to be able to collect that halva from Reuven. I lent Reuven, and now he says that should be given over to Shimon. So then by Shimira, that's a special din, halva asa leploni. Then it can transfer, and now by virtue of the Shimira declaring as such that I'm giving that halva over to someone else, so that someone else acquires that halva to be able to collect from that debtor. Says Rashi, but why wouldn't that work by a bari? That's a unique thing to Shimira. Why would it work by a bari to say halva asa leploni? Even with a kinyan, in other words, right? She ilu gabi bari mishum kinyan. Why not? So what's the classic kinyan, the catch-all kinyan that everyone always uses for all kinds of things? A kind kodava. What is that? Chalipin, right? Kinyan suder. You give a suder, and that's sort of a finalizing, concretizing the das, and then whatever it is, karka b'kaltelin, hishayvasin, we do it by iksuva, by a chasana, whatever it is, you mishabed yourself to that which was discussed, and you take the suder, and that affects the kinyan. So Rashi says you can't transfer a chov with kinyan chalipin. Why? She'in madbeah nikne b'chalipin el agav karka. So there are certain things that are not transferable with chalipin, and one of those things is madbeah. The sugya in Perek Hazav and Bamitzia, peros, madbeah, different things might or may not be workable with chalipin. So if I want to give over a coin to someone else, you can't do that with kinyan chalipin. You could do it agav karka. Agav karka is another kinyan. I'm giving you karka, and I have something that I want to also become yours. When you make a kinyan of the karka, you'll be calling it that agav karka. Question whether it has to be on the karka, does it have to be tzuvurin, can it be even somewhere else? All different details. But basically, agav karka means I assign something, metaltalin, that should become yours. When you make the kinyan of the karka, you kona the metaltalin agav karka. That could work with that daya. That means Rashi is referring to a halva, a chov, as if it were a madbeya. And Rashi says the problem would be if the kinyan is chalipin, in madbeya niknav chalipin. But fundamentally, Rashi is allowing for a chov to be transferred with the kinyan. It has to be the right kinyan. And therefore, Rashi here seems to be aligned with Rashi and Suvis. Tosfos, for example, disagrees with Rashi. That's not what we're discussing. To the contrary, there's no shaychis because a chov can't be nikna. Tosfos, the Lashna Gemara, Pirish Rashi, quotes Tosfos, quotes Rashi. Says, why do you say halva aso? It should say ma'osa b'leploni. If the basis is madbeya, you want it, it sounds halva aso. You want to transfer the madbeya. But oh, the afilu agav karga. The madbeya nikna, madbeya is nikna agav karka. Ein hava niknes, and he brings a Gemara. Usvarahu, go down a few lines. The last word in the line is usvarahu. Tehech yene, how can it work? Karka v'davar she eino be'en. Here we go. Okay, not here, but just extract the one. Tosa says it's eino be'en. You can't be makna a chov. It's not be'en. And Rashi understands a chov to be mamoni gabach. I gave you something concrete. I gave you money. So even though that money is, you know, where do you put it? You know, it's some during the stratosphere, right? It's spent, whatever. But ki'ilu, the idea that I have a chov is ki'ilu, I have money by you. And that money, that's what I'm giving over. Chalipin, it won't work. Other kinyanim, agav karka would work. I can be makna chov agav karka. Can be makna chov with chalipin. So this is one formulation. Tosfos in the end. Tosfos in Bava Kamma. Rabbit Vav. Calls it Dabba Shaloba La'om, as was mentioned before. So we have a very important machlokes. Whether it's even possible to be makna chov. Shitas Rashi, yes. And because Rashi holds this way, the sugya has to be spelled out. What are you being makne? What are you being makdish over here, or being mocher? The karka, not the chov. If you would do the chov, it would work. There's such an idea. Rashi holds you can be makne, you can be kinyan on a chov, the right kinyan. Rashi doesn't quote in a be'en, the fact, it's like I'm giving money. It's madeya. What madeya? Who's madeya? I gave you madeya. That madeya is somewhere. Who knows where it went? But no, I lent you something, then I can take that chov that you owe me, which is described as a mamoni gabach. I gave you coins, and I can say those quote-unquote coins, that mamoni gabach, that chov, I'm being magdish. And if you would do that, Abaye of Rebbe wouldn't be disagreeing. You could do that. Which means, again, the chiddush that we emphasize, should hegdish be zoche in the chov, what would that also entitle hegdish to have? The sheba. Big on this. And they said, that's a Rashi. Rashi concludes. So you will magdish the kark, right? El ha-kark, the hashta, kishi higia hazman v'lo parozeh. Meanwhile, the due date came and the lova defaulted. V'hu ba v'gvosa min ha-lova. He's coming to collect the chov, the karka from the lova. Chozer bo min ha-hegdish. The malver wants to change his mind. Why does Rashi have to say that? The question is not chozer min ha-hegdish. Is it hegdish or not? What does it mean, chozer bo min ha-hegdish? Can he be chozer? Was it chal? What is that? He's chozer min ha-hegdish. Why do you have to talk about being chozer from the hegdish? Was the hegdish chal or not? He was magdish it before he came to collect, before the due date. Yeah?
No, I was discussing with Jake before.
What, you're answering this question?
Yeah,
what do you think?
Thinking about this question. And I was thinking that whether they would be arguing in a situation where he wasn't chozer, so what would happen?
If he wasn't chozer. So that correct. So what? So about that, to say good. So if he wasn't chozer, so then basically, what would he do now?
He'd be just admitting that what he wanted.
No. If he wasn't chozer,
you'd be allowing.
So then what could he do now? So then what? So what would be the bottom line? So what would be? So do it now. So make magdish now.
Would that be true?
Would
it be true that it's
not
from now, or would it be already
magdish
from
Verovah? No, it wouldn't be from the first time. But it's the
kind of hub, Ari. The Malva the whole time wanted to be Malvish. And now when he dreams that Ratzu, would it be like a nender that he would want it to be Malvish? And then at that point, even if he didn't particularly go Yehuzer and Malvish it again, it would have this like feel that it would have to become like, it would be like a nether.
Even
like
he'd be down by a nether. He still have. I mean, I think he'd have to magdish it again. But that there still has to be a declaration of hegdish, and if that declaration didn't affect hegdish, you mean he said it, and it's chal later. Okay, interesting. I don't know. It's interesting. I don't know. I was medayik to Rashi. I would have said just simply no. So he's magdishing now. You're saying even if he doesn't have to repeat it, just memeila. The next Rashi just read again. Kimdu habalei zuzi. This is Rava's response. The lobe biyom hazman. At the time of the due date, Rashi assumes that's when he would have the money. Having sagu the mavam in a karka b'suzi, he could get the karka, the mavam off the karka with that, and the claim would be gone. Ishtakach shaloya karka koni loya dayin ela achsha kishu gobo sabachoba hinikris. So this is the picture according to the sugya according to Rashi. L'chora, there's a very difficult tosis. I don't have answers. I have questions, not answers, but that's okay. Tosis in Baba Basra. Right in the smack in the middle of a very hard sugya, which we're not going to learn, but a few lines of a tosis, the Ezra Hashem, one day all of you will have a chance to learn maybe that sugya with all of its arkol or rachba, you could say. And you remember that once upon a time we were in Pesach and Daf Lamed Aleph and we saw two lines of a tosis that had to do with that Gemara. But from these two lines, I think we can be medayik. The Tosfos had a different take of our Gemara, this line of Gemara of Agdish Malveh. Now, our words were Agdish Malveh, Vizavin Malveh, right? And what we have clearly from the Pshat that Rashi has told us is what is the Malveh Magdish? What is he Magdish? That Rabbi Abraham would argue whether it's Chal the Hegdish. What was he Magdish? And if fail go there, it's hegdish. What? What was he magdish? The karka. The karka is mishud. So let's see if the Tosis would sound something very different. A couple of lines in Tosis, many questions in Tosis, but just to focus on a middle of a Tosis that starts in Ayin Vav Amid Beis, and I think I only gave you Ayin Zayin Amid Aleph, that's what we want. So just a little bit of background, just for the sake of knowing where we're coming from, we're clapping ourselves into a little bit of Tosis, right? So just to have a little bit of background. The sugya in Hamoches Asfina Bava Basra, I think Yeshiva is learning Bava Basra next year, right? First parent, okay? And they can see him, it's going to be quite a challenge with the Rashbams and all. 174, right? That's it. Right. Anyway, the context of the sugya in the fifth parak in Bava Basra, which I've got it to that parak also, Rabbi Achana's voyages, but there's also a lot of lumbus. And this is the sugya of, quote, Osios, Niknos, the Mesira, Osios, Niknos, Biksiva, Mesira. When we say Osios, Niknos, we're talking about Shtaros. Shtar is a document that has words on it, right? The word says, that the Shtar says, Ruvain borrowed money from Shimon, owes him money. Shimon is now has a claim against Ruvain, and the Shtar proves it. He uses the Shtar to be able to collect from Ruvain, and the Shtar allows him to collect from Meshubadim. You can write it in, whatever. Fine. Ruvain, whoever the Malva is, put a Malva. Let's make the Malva Ruvain. Okay, the other maybe usually like to start with Ruvain. Okay, Ruvain is a Malva. He has a shtar against Shimon. He wants to sell, transfer the shtar to the third party. That party should be able to collect now from the person who states the shtar states owes Ruvain. He wants to transfer the shtar. Can he do it and how? And if he works, does it work with the Raisins, with the Rabbanan, many, many different shitas. Mechira shtaris, sugis, siman mishulchan aruch, samach vav, big sugis in shas, sugis in poskim. So one way to consider that you can be makna shtar is simply take the shtar that says, Shimon owes Ruvain $100, and you hand it over to the person that you want to be kona, that shtar that he'll be able to collect. You give him over, mesira. Another possibility is you have to write another shtar. And that shtar will say that I'm going to be giving over this shtar to you to be kona, to have this chov and all the shibudim within it. And then I write a shtar and then you get over, you take that shtar and there is no shtar. Siva umisira. This whole mechanism of mechira shtaris, does it work with the raisa? Does it work with rabbana? So there's another halach that is a member of Shmuel. It's all just a little bit of background just for okay, reading Tosis. If someone sells a shtar to somebody else, which now means that the buyer of the shtar is the one who can collect the chol, right? He has the shtar, he acquired the shtar, and he can now collect the chol from that lova. The original seller, who was the original lender, decides after selling the shtar to be mochel the chol. He forgives the debt. Does the lokeach of the shtar have a right to still collect? The answer is Shmuel says no. Chaz machol machol. That means that I'm not out of the picture. Even after I sell the shtar and you now have the right to collect the chol because you acquired the shtar, but I can be mochel the chol. I'm the one who lent you the money. And therefore, once I do that, you're out of luck. You can't collect. So many Rishon Tosu suggest that, based on the Gemara in Mishameis, that the reason why that is correct, how can I already sold the shtar? So I'm out of the picture. How can I be mochel? Because the whole institution of Mechira Shtar is owned Rabbana. With the Raisa, it couldn't happen. Therefore, I'm still owed the money. With Rabbana, Chaim felt that the world would function better, commerce, the chuli, if we can allow stars to be transacted, so they're allowed for ksiva, ksiva, mesira, whatever it is. Ksiva, ksiva, mesira. Now, with that in mind, the few lines of Tosis over here. Back Tosis. This is the first, the top of Ayin Va, top of Ayin Zayin. This is Dibar Maschel on the Yomid before. But Papa says, Haiman de Mazmele Shtar Lechavre, Tzarech Hemichta Vekniho Vechoshibude Vedei. Tosis begins, I'm going to read you from the beginning of the Tosis that you don't see, that Dibar Maschil, Ayin Vav on the Beis, K'nilach, the Perek Mishameis, Mashma, the Mechira Shtar, Lohabi Elmed Rabbanan. And Tosis brings a right from that Gemara. I just told you. Then Tosis, a few lines later, the Imtomar, this is the last few words on Ayin Vav and Bey, Ayin Vav and Bey, the Imtomar, Amai, now we continue Ayin Zayim and Aleph, Amai, well, Kain Midaraisa, Gam Shibadakata Aksubabo. Why can't the Shiba be acquired Midaraisa? After all, the Hakarka nicknames the Kesef, Ubishtar, Ubichazaka. We know from the Mishnah Kedushin that you can acquire Karka with three methods of Kenyan. You can acquire karka with kesef, shtar, chazaka. The Tosu says, why can't you sell through a proper kinyan that should work with the effect of midaraisa, the shiba that you have on the karka? Va'afilu below mesiras shtar chov yikna. Now, what are we requiring from mechira shtaris? Mesiras hashtar. So Tosu is asking like a double kash. And that works only with the rabbana. So Tosu says, I have a simple method that should allow you to transfer the shibud karka, midoraisa, not midorabanan, and without even having to be moser the shtar. Because I can have you make a kinyan on karka and be acquired the karka. So if that's the case, why can't I also give you the shibud karka through a kinyan of kesef shtar chazak? So forget the original shtar. I have a shibud on the karka to collect based on that chov. Why can't I just transfer it with a normal kinyan karka? If shibud karka is a shibud of karka, so I'll be mocha the shibud karka through the kinyan of karka. V'yesh lomar. And for Tosis, no, you can't do that. You can mo she'en yachol hagdisho. Just like you can be magdish, what? What's he discussing? A shibud karka. Now, let's read this very quickly. Okay, we return to that. Let's finish the terrace. Just like you can't be magdish, a shibud karka. Kevan shakar kos in a bishuso, because the karka is not bishuso. So therefore, you can't be magdish, a shibud karka. Kach in a yachalak nosen minator. So similarly, you can be makne minatora a shibud karka, because just as you can be magdish it, you can't be mochi. That's part one of Tosis. That's the teres. Another line, and then we'll have all the difficulties put on the table. But hadilo tkinu rabbanan sheyuchu hadisha kmo shetikno sheyuchu haknosan. But you know there was a takana that you could sell shtaris midrabbanan. So why not allow midrabbanan that you can be magdish shtaris? Because they said you can be mochish shtaris with rabbanan, so that as well. It says lufisha ain hegdish kolkach tzorach. The tzorach for the chachamim to recognize that it enhances commerce to be able to be mochir shtaris, but they had no need to say you can be magdish shtaris. Adkan. So from these couple lines of Tosis, there's a lot to dissect. But what's the sense that you get before anything else when Tosis says, in response to the question, why not be makne the shibud through a kinyan karka? The Tosis says, "The kemosh ena yachol hagdisho, kidemuchach perikosha, kimsha kakos ena brishusa." What perikosha is he referring to? That you can't be magdish because kakos ena brishusa. What gemara? What is the perikosha? What are we learning? Yeah. And what does it say about Kakos and Abishuso? Who's he referring to? Which Amora? Rava, who holds the Kanohabo Gove. So Kakos and Abishuso. And what is the Tosfos quote from the Gemara? In the Yachol Lagdisha. So what's the discussion in our Gemara, apparently, for Tosis? The Magdish what? Before we get to the Kashis and the Cheshman of Tosis, how did he read our Gemara? What's the Agdish Malva going on? The Karaka? The karka or the sheep? We're discussing the sheep. The shiba. Okay, that's the first thing to notice. Tosis must have apparently written. Now, Rashi talked about the magdish dechov. That would have worked. Tosis obviously couldn't imagine such a thing. It's not, and not the end, and so on. Rashi says, it's not that. What are you magdish? The karka. You read this Tosu, it sounds like you'd be magdish what? The shibud. But why is this a pella from the Gemara? Tosu says, just like the Gemara says, you can't be magdish. The inner b'shus is shibud, inner b'shus, so too you can't be mocher. You have to go like this, and you can go like this. What else does the Gemara say that doesn't work for Rava? Zavin. So you have the Gemara. So Zavin Malveh. We're talking about the Shibud. Fine. You want to learn the Gemara that way? So it says Zavin Malveh doesn't work for Rava. What does Tosu say? Just say you can't be Malveh, you can't be Malveh. Tell it. And then I thought our Gemara was talking about the Karka, not the Shibud. Second question. We just read Rashi. Third problem. And what it tells us continue. And why didn't Chacham make a takana that you could be magdish like they said you could be molcher? What's the takana to be molcher? What? Well, stars. So who says they weren't? Where's the other one? These kashas and more are found in Rabbi Kiva Eger and in Iksos. I think I gave you Rabbi Kiva Eger, but I'll give you the Iksos as well. Rabbi Kiva Eger is Gilyan Ashas. For some reason, it's found not on the side of the Gemara here, but in the back of the Gemara in Bava Basra. Rabbi Kiva Eger, and it's also found in the Teshuva of Rabbi Kiva Eger, the same kasha on Tosfos, which I can show you where that is, in the end of a simen. I should have it here. In Rabbi Kiva Eger, Teshuva of Rabbi Kiva Eger, simen kuf mem dalid, b'shulei hanuchtav. I'll read you from that as well. But if you look in the Gilyan Ashas, in Bava Basra, so where would it be in your packet? We see if we can find it, Achronim. Semes to Yeshua. Oh, I think I'd have Iksos as well, possibly here. Yeah? Yeah, I have Iksos as well. But meanwhile, we keep the Eger first. We keep the Eger is where? A page? 46. Okay, take a look. Oh, he asks, where's the say Kevin Magdish Ashtar? Midrabana. Ime he the Psachim. Hashem Issa Gamkin de Zabin Malvin. Ella de Dafka Shtar Yachalim Kra, below a chov. And can you shlom a dog in Ami Dashta Yachal Agdisha? Let me read it in Rabbi Kiva Eger here in the Shulei HaMichtav at the end of the Tshuva, Kuf Mem Dalet. Kashali Kayom, who was learning this Gemara, he put it at the end of his Tshuva. Kashli kayom bedibitosis babasa dafain vav dimasla kini, bahadu otignu tsaroch ion, hechan matsu ze raya lahakdish dachov. From that imisig de psachim, the higdish malve hasham isa, that the higdish malve doesn't work. So when you see in that gemara, you can't be makdish the star. What do you mean? Hasham isa gamkin de zabin malve. And we know that mechir stars does work. So what do you see? If the gemara says zabin malve doesn't work, and Agdish Malveh doesn't work. So we'd be discussing selling the star and the Magdish star? Obviously not, because selling the star does work. So what must be the case of Zavin Malveh and Agdish Malveh? What did you sell? Not the star. Either the Chol, if you want to say that, or probably not that either, probably the Karka. Ubipsachin Mayri, Rak the Zavin Hashiba Nechasim. The Lord Messiah says that is that post that Satosis will be learning. The Ken Gamagdish Mavu Bechai Gavnehu. I will Magdish Tachov Yeshlomer de Mahani. Could the Kaiman Behagos Shochnach Yerodea? The Maisa, he brings from Yerodea that you could be Magdish with Rabban and Neshtachov. So what we have here is all these possibilities of Magdish and Moche. We have the Chov, Rashi says would work. Tosis quoted in the end, not the end. If you do that according to Rashi, they get the Shibud as well. That's not the case of the Gemara. The pashtus in the Gemara is, what are you magdish, what are you mocher? The karka, that's what Rashi says. And that's where Rabbi says it doesn't work, you don't have it yet. Rabbi says it's yours. And now we have the possibility of what? Of the shibud, which is apparently what Tosu started with by bringing the Gemara. But Tosu says, just like you can't be magdish, so mistami you can't be mocher. The problem is the Gemara says both. So you see in the Gemara that you can't be mocher either the shibud. And now we have another issue, which again is not, does not seem to be the Gemara's case, and that's the transfer of the shtar, which again, l'maisa midrabbanan, you could be mochish shtar. Tosu assumes you can't be magdish the shtar, and they weren't metakin for that. Just to give you from the Ksos, the same basic problem that he has with the Tosfos, and then the bottom, they try to give you to give you some possibilities to answer Ptosis. I think it should be somewhere in your packet. It's some Samach Vav. I don't know what page it is. You can try to find it. Okay, good. So look in the Ksos says, second line on this Daf, Amud Reis Tadihei, Daf Yaksos, Ulam Divrei Ptosis Goyacholti Goholman. What does Goyacholti Goholman mean? I can't. You do see it? That's what he says. I don't know if it's there. Yeah, okay. Lo yachoti keser hilumim. Whole aim is to be able to contain it. I can't grasp the Tosfos. The mi is kikam. You see where I'm reading? Chevra. It's coming to the end. The mi is kikam lekach echad ben hegdish lemachira. Who's leading them to distinguish between the hegdish and machira? The halom muchach b'shas, the perikos shah, Ella she'en yachol habdishwat. Guf hanachasim sa'alo, but that you can't do. The malveh can't be magdish guf hanachasim. Aval im magdish guf hachov. Dilma in achinami de kaddish b'ksiva mesira. Or after you blow ksiva mesira, please try to submit it before. Ella, the sham lo mari ella mehegdish mechasak. The be'inan zeh gam b'mechira lo mahani. The be'inan zeh gam mechira lo mahani. If you magdish mechasim itself, then not mechira, not hegdish. Actually, I'm sick of that. The teda. What's my proof to this? The hosam, I mean an imzavin malveh, the abdish malveh. So we're discussing not just hegdish, but even mechira. I mean, Aaron and mechira. And mechira star, midrabanan works, right? So what must be the case in the Gemara? That's not our Gemara. That's on the star. The chen lo mari nami nehegdish star. Ela mizavin malveh, abdish malveh, es. The ayin sham the Rashi. Rashi says it wasn't the chod, it was the karka. That's what it is. The imkain don't have the shmecha shavanins. And then, as far as we're concerned, maybe they're on the same level. The b'ksiva mesira mahani k'mo mecha. That's mikvegas kasha. So my setosis is very, very difficult. They try working out in the bottom. They bring some different. Maybe Tosus didn't, and we had other diukim, right? Why did Tosus have to bring a raya from the Gemara that the shibud cannot work for mechira, just like doesn't work for hegdish? If we're discussing our sugya for shibud, so then the Gemara says both zavin malva agdish malva. So you have a case of mechira built in the Gemara that doesn't work. So some say Tosus wasn't gomer zavin malva, only agdish malva. That Tosus had to bring a raya from hegdish to mechira. So davar. The Tosis is tzarech iyun from many different angles, but one nekuda just to extract, l'chora, it would seem that while Rashi learns, and we would normally learn, and the pashtus of the sugi is that the Gemara is discussing v'abaye v'rava, the case of zavin malved, abdish malved, what? The karka, that's b'shubit, and that's the ena b'shuso, v'abaye, it's b'shuso, it is his, because mafehu gova, rava, it's not. From Tosis, you get the strong sense that Tosis learned the sugya that the Zavin Malveh, or maybe the Agdish Malveh, that was his own gear, so was on the Shibud. And he was saying that's called in a Bishuso, and the same way you can Magdish the Shibud, you can be Mocha the Shibud, and yet they were Metakein that you could be Mocha the Star, and Tosis assumed that they didn't make a takana that you can magdish a star. The Chulon wonder where do you see that you can't have a takana by hegdish itself. Asug is not discussing the star anyway, so then you can have a takana of hegdish as well, as is Gepaskin and Hagar and Yerodea. Meanwhile, we also saw in Rashi that another possibility that's not the case in the Gemara is that you magdish or mocha the chov, and we saw for Rashi that it's in theory possible to transfer a chov. Because Rashi only sees it as a drawback in terms of in matbea nasa chalipin. We call this matbea. But as far as a Kenyan like Agav Karka, you could be transferring a chov. And Tosis assumes in different places, not like Rashi, it's not the end, it's loba la'olam. And therefore, you couldn't even have such a case. But according to Rashi, you could have a case like that. If you had such a case, it would automatically follow that whoever gets the chov gets the shibud as well. All interesting chidushin. But sachakot, at the end of the day, you have different possibilities of what the mocher where the Magdish wants to transfer here. There's the Chol, there's the Shibud, there's the Karka that's coming to him with the Shibud, and there's the Star. Okay, so it's quite confusing. For our purposes, we have to start tomorrow with Umi Amar Rava Hachi, okay? A new case, more to come, complicated tomorrow. Blessings Hashem. You should do well with it. Blessings Hashem will pick up over there. Yes.
What is the nuance?